K-A-H-J-O-Y. And good evening to my first person there, N2JTT.
November 8th, Zulu Charlie. I can hear you tonight, Bob.
November 8th, Zulu Charlie. Yeah, the band is kind of cooperating. That's really cool. Last night it was horrible, but you're sounding great, Terry.
Well, that's good. Yeah, last weekend I just gave up. But hey, it's cooperating. I'm not going to argue. I'll have some entertainment tonight. Back to you, NHZC.
Oh, what was your entertainment?
Oh, the Great Liberty. That's going to be my entertainment.
Well, that is definitely one way to look at it. I'm sitting here typing into the netlogger. So, all righty. Well, we have a few minutes before we get started. Thank you for jumping in there. And I've got you on the list as number two, but you'll be the first one besides me to talk because the first party is monitoring only. So let me see what else I got. CQ, CQ, this is K-A-H-J-O-Y for the Liberty Net.
Kilo Echo 4,
all righty, you're sounding really good. Say it again. Kilo Echo 4.
Kilo Echo.
All righty, KE 4. Let me put this in real quick. KNE. So let me type real fast. So I'm assuming this is Michael. Well, I'm going to have to put that on the log that you're QRPing. So you're doing great, and you say you're in Kentucky, but you show Florida, correct?
That's correct. I had to come up here a few years ago to take care of my mother, which I lost in August. So I'm still here, Bob. I've been away for a while. I had to go out go to work back for the Navy again, so that's one of those things.
All righty, Mike, I have you in there. Thank you for jumping in there, and you're sounding good. QRPing, how many watts are we talking, 10 or better than that?
Well, I just bought me a new rig. I bought me an FA-818. I replaced my 817 with an FA-818
at 6 watts. Amazing. 6 watts, and you're about 10 over 9. That is impressive.
Appreciate it, Bob. Got a big antenna.
Well, you must. That is good. So it's a couple minutes before starting, but CQCQ looking for check-ins for the Real Liberty Net here on Saturday night.
K-A-H-J-O-Y. Here is November 4, Zulu November. Mike in Western New York. How are you tonight, Bob?
Wow, you have a booming signal. The band gods have been nice to us tonight. Great signal. Oh, wait a minute. It didn't come up with anything. I wrote down, let me see, did I write it down right? November 4, Zulu November Mike, correct?
November 4 is Zulu November, and the name is Mike.
Oh, I have too many letters in there. All righty, let me change it. Hold on to this. I have you in there, Mike, in the great state of New York. Your signal is great in here to Ohio. I've got you down as number 4.
Okay, well, just, and you're good 10, 15 over here as well, Bob. I'm kind of busy working on some stuff, so just put me as in and out, because I probably won't be within the grasp of the microphone. I'll just be listening. I didn't really have anything for the net anyway, so just showing my support. 73 to you and everyone else, and if Marty N2IRJ is listening on SDR somewhere, like say hello to Marty. And other than that, go ahead and just check me out. Appreciate it.
All right, Mike. Well, I'll still give a shout out. If you're not near the microphone, just wave at it. But Marty and Laura are listening. They're listening on an SDR. So I'm looking for the reply. I haven't seen it yet. They usually type back to me on the almost instant messaging.
Yeah, well, I'm going to give you a call tomorrow on the phone, Marty, 73, N4ZN clear.
All righty. I will type that to them so they know, but I'm sure they're listening because Miss Laura has got, she's on here with me. So, all righty, sir, thank you for joining us. And again, I will shout out, but if you can't get to it, I'll just move on. But I still want to give you the chance. With that being said, CQ, 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 this is KAHLY for the Liberty Net. Well, I heard a station out there, but I wasn't quick enough to get your call. Over.
W0GNZ.
W0, say the last part of it phonetically if you don't mind.
Golf November Zulu.
Alrighty, is there a good chance I have Scott from Lincoln, Nebraska?
Yeah, you got him.
Roger, roger, Scott. Well, you're from that great state. We have another gentleman, Mr. Moe, that's usually out there. So, welcome. I have you on the list, and I will work my way down to you.
Okay.
CQ, 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 looking for Liberty Netters to check in with me. I'm making the list and checking it twice. This is KAHLY. Mr. Moe, KD0RSA. It's a pleasure to hear you in there. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm sitting on the inside of the door. I'm fine. Over.
All righty, sir. I have you on the list. You're doing a good signal here to Ohio. You're about 15 over 9. Over.
Well, that's great. That is great. For being barefoot, it's over.
Roger, roger. I'm doing great barefoot. Band conditions are favorable, so we thank you. I'm going to do the opening credits, and then we will check for some additional check-ins. So good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest-running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now. And since the year of 1974, started and founded by W1WCR, Mr. Victor. This is the Arium Net, not the Pyrite Net. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty Net. With that being said, I'm going to open with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. With that being said, let me just... I'm going to read one real quick, and then I'll look for some other check-ins. I really like this article. It is from Tennessee. So the Tennessee police, it's Nashville, are investigating after a man was shot and killed Friday night during a robbery prank for a YouTube video. So these two males, the one is no longer with us, and one of them was the video recorder. They decided to make a prank YouTube video of a robbery. Nashville police responded to the parking lot of an Urban Air indoor trampoline park at 9:25 p.m., where David Staines Jr., 23 years of age, admitted to shooting 20-year-old Timothy Wilkes, according to the news release. Witnesses told detectives that Wilkes with a friend were participating in a prank robbery as part of a YouTube video when they approached a group of people, including Starn, with butcher knives to pretend that they were going to rob them. Starn said he was unaware of the prank and shot Wilkes to defend himself and the people that he was with. It is currently under investigation, and no one has been charged with the death. But, you know, you shouldn't come to a, bring a knife to a gunfight, because this gentleman was a card-carrying firearms person. He had the right to have a firearm, and here comes somebody that's not the smartest person in the book, and they're pretending they're going to rob them, and he gets shot. So, I guess that's one way to take care of the gene pool. I think it's called the Darwin Awards. And if any of you have ever heard of the Darwin Awards, you owe it to yourself to go to the Darwin Awards. I think it's www.darwinawards.com. And under the search engine, put in the word human popsicle. Human popsicle. You'll really enjoy the article. Let me see if there's anybody else to check in before we start. This is KAHAOY. N4ROQ, let me quick put you in there, Mr. Larry. And the gentleman that was Ocean, Mexico, Brazil. I did not get the beginning of it. I think you're a three station, over.
Yes, good evening. Handle here is Joe. Just stopped in for to listen a little bit. You have the call correct, C3OND. Good evening.
Let me see. You say it's Kilo 3, Oscar, Mike, Bravo. I put it in wrong. Hold on a minute, please.
USL.
Got it down here. You are Joseph in Pennsylvania. I corrected it for your preference name to be Joe. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks a lot. I'll be standing on the side here.
All righty. Before I kick it off, I'm going to say hi to Mr. Larry. Mr. Larry, I have you on the list, and I will stop back to you when I get there.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Do I have anybody else new before I kick this off? KHLY. Nothing heard. I'm going to say my number one, my first check-in is going to be Laura, N2JTT. Good evening. And the gentleman, I'm sure you heard him say that he was going to give you guys a phone call tomorrow. So good evening, and I'm glad you're listening. First on the list to talk is going to be Mr. Carey in the great state of Michigan. November 8th, Zulu Charlie. Mr. Carey, open the door for us. Over.
Well, good evening, everybody. First on my list, a friend of mine who is working diligently to get back on the air. I told him about the Liberty Net, and he's currently listening on SDR website. I'm not sure which one, but he did ask me if I would check him in as a shortwave listener. His call is Kilo Charlie 8 Echo Romeo Hotel. I had to think about it there a second. KCAEHR. Actually, Echo Hotel Romeo, excuse me. And his name's Clint, and he's over by Eaton Rapids here in Michigan. so he asked me to, if you would check him in as a shortwave listener. And then wanted to comment to the gentleman who was QRP. He was easily 10 to 15 over here for me. So he was doing a great job there for 6 watts. Oh, then with that said, Darwin Awards. I haven't been on that website in so long. But then again, sites like that just remind me just how stupid people can be. With that said, we'll leave it at that. Because I think as a species, we are de-evolving, not evolving. And I haven't kept up on the news either. I did see Trump was acquitted. And, of course, the swamp is just having a fit. Surprise, surprise. So I guess we'll see what's going on there as I pay attention, because I've kind of got my fill of the BS. But a couple of friends, including Clint there, KCADHR, he's keeping me the hope alive, I guess I'll put it that way. So we have some pretty good discussions about what's going on in the world, because he is very like-minded as we are. So once he gets things fixed and back on the air, I'm sure he'll have a lot to contribute to the net, because he does enjoy listening. So with that, I'll quit yammering, and I'm going to be riding along, see what everybody's got going on. And like I mentioned earlier, I hate television. And so, you know, I sit and play radio. And the Liberty Net, you know, I really enjoy the bunch of guys here. So that's my entertainment for Saturday night. anyway, thank you, Bob. Good hearing you for a change. The band's definitely cooperating tonight, so that's a good thing. So back to you, KA8GOY. This is N8ZC.
All righty. While you were talking, I was typing, because I put Clint in there, and I've got him showing as a monitor. So, and no, it's not rambling. And yes, I did hear that the former president was acquitted, so he's a two-time winner. He beat him twice. That's amazing. But even though they say that, I understand the videos were pretty exciting, but I've not watched it. So I've got Mr. Clint in there, and thank you for opening the door. Appreciate it. With that being said, I'm going to run down to Florida. Kilo Echo 4, Kilo November Echo. Mr. Mike, tell us what's on your mind so you can open the door, over.
Okay, Bob, I'm still up here at my mother's farm in southeastern Kentucky, KK4KN8. But actually, I've spent the last 30-plus days out on the Gerald Ford, one of our newest aircraft carriers, trying to get the bugs out of that. So, anyway, I've got something to say about that, too. So I heard a lot of the crew members on this discussion that we have on Saturday night. And it's been hyped in on a couple of channels, you know, on the ship. But a lot of the crew members come up to me and ask me, they said, where do these people get these articles? You know, we would like to look it up and kind of verify this stuff. So when you check in and come up with stuff, try your best, you know, come up where you found this stuff out. But a lot of these kids are very, very curious, and I don't blame them, but I'll tell you what's true. These kids are getting very, very smart. I mean, I'm very impressed with a lot of them. So this is KA410E Portable QRP in the mountains of southeastern Kentucky.
All righty, Mike, I changed to Kentucky on my list here since you said you're there. Well, I'll tell you, the first article that I had from Tennessee was printed from Fox News, and another article that I have here is the Western Journal, and my third article is from www.officers.com. So I get them on the internet. Usually they pop up on my phone, But like the officers.com, since that's what I do, we have our own news bleep, and it tells us about different incidents that involve officer shootings and stuff like that. So, and I want to say Jesse gets a lot of his from pundits. I'm not sure if it's www.pundits, but I know it is a news reporting thing, and he talks about it being pundits. Over.
I really appreciate you doing that. I appreciate maybe everybody, you know, kind of go along with this, because, like I said, these kids are very, very curious, and they're, you know, a little bit apprehensive about all this. But anyway, I've always thought about, like, you know, amateur radio operators are pretty honest, if you know what I mean. People need back to you, boy.
All righty, thank you for responding. With that being said, I'll jump down to November 4, Zulu November, and see what you have to say. Over. All righty, I have nothing, so I'll show as nothing heard, and I will go to Lincoln, Nebraska. Whiskey Zero, Golf, November, Zulu. Mr. Scott, please come in and tell us what's on your mind and what you're thinking. Over. Scott, I'm not sure if you transmitted. I had to quick go to an SDR to see if I could find you because I hear nothing back in Ohio. Over. Nothing heard, so I'm going to go to Mr. Moe, KD0RSA. Good evening, Mr. Moe. What say you? Over.
KD0RSA. Well, thank you, Bob, and the rest of the fellows on the net. I watched the trial today, if that's what you ought to call it. And the Democrats proved one thing, that they're real good at lying. As far as I'm concerned, and when it was all over with, and they showed pictures of the ones that voted against Trump, Ben Sachs, from a senator from Nebraska, was right there with Romney, and that's a sucker that we got to put up with him for another 6 years. He just got voted back in, and I call him a communist, or a social communist, or whatever. I don't know who he's supporting, but he's in the third district anyway. Pence, the vice president, would have done his thing underneath the Constitution, which he was allowed to do, this wouldn't have happened today. There wouldn't have been no need for it. But I think Pence is about half Democrat himself, along with the rest of them. I'm surprised that McConnell voted not guilty. That really surprised me on McConnell. Anyway, it's great to get on the net. I do appreciate it. and you could tell me the town or whatever that other Nebraskan's in. I didn't hear a thing out of him where I'm at. Maybe he can't hear me either. I don't know. Anyway, I'll turn her back to you, Bob, for now. KD0RSA, over.
Roger, roger, Mr. Moe. Thank you for joining us, KD0RSA. The other gentleman is Scott. He's in Lincoln, Nebraska, which looks like it says Lancaster County. Over.
That's where it's at. He's probably a Democrat.
Well, he didn't answer me, I don't believe. So I heard him pretty good when he checked in. So is Lincoln, Nebraska, I am not familiar enough with Nebraska. Is Lincoln your capital or just one of your major cities?
That's the capital of Nebraska, over.
Roger, roger on the capital. Alrighty, thank you for that information. I appreciate you joining in, and I'll be back to you. Next on my list is going to be Mr. Larry. Good evening, Larry, N4ROQ, KHOI, and as you heard, maybe you didn't hear, my first story was about the shooting in Tennessee where the two guys were having the prank robbery and one got shot. Over.
Yeah, I heard you say that, but I didn't know that was in Tennessee. I hadn't heard that yet, so you're up on me on that, Bob. That's good.
Yeah, it was Nashville, so I'm passing the frequency to you. Go ahead.
Okay. Here's one in Wichita, Kansas. This is from USA Today. Police, 13-year-old girl dragged next to stolen vehicle dies. Wichita, Kansas, 13-year-old girl in Kansas died after being dragged for several miles by her family's SUV that had been stolen
outside a restaurant.
Police said the girl tried to exit when a man jumped in to drove the vehicle away, but she got caught in her seatbelt. Bystanders called police, who gave pursuit. The suspect stopped after about a mile and was captured by arriving officers Kevin Palmer, 34. He's charged with felony murder. It was unclear whether he had an attorney who could comment on his behalf. Yeah. So that's kind of a hard way to die. Sorry for that little girl. Iran is to ignore a nuclear deal until sanctions end. This is USA Today, and it's in the Associated Press. It says, from Iran, Iran's Supreme Leader on Sunday urged the United States to lift all sanctions if it wants to live, for Iran to live up to its commitments under its nuclear deal with world powers. State TV reported that President Joe Biden said the U.S. won't be making the first move. If the U.S. wants Iran to return to its commitments, it must lift all sanctions in practice. Then we will do verification. Then we will return to our commitments. State TV quoted Ayatollah Ali Khamenei as saying in his first comments on the matter since Biden took office. Biden rejected the idea in a CBS Evening News interview. He was asked if the U.S. will lift sanctions first in order to get Iran back to the bargaining table. No, Biden replied. Asked if Iran has to stop enriching uranium first, Biden nodded. Former President Donald Trump unilaterally withdrew the U.S. in 2018 from the atomic deal, which saw Iran agree to limit its enrichment of uranium in exchange for lifting of economic sanctions. Glad to hear about the vote today on Trump. I thought it was a farce to start with. Democrats kept playing the video of got a fight, 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 and then the Republicans found about 100 different Democrats that were saying fight, 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 too, you know, and so that kind of turned the tide, I believe.
Okay, here's
an article about an execution from USA Today. has been called off. This was from in Hatmore, Alabama. An Alabama inmate on Thursday won a reprieve from his scheduled lethal injection after the U.S. Supreme Court said the state must allow his personal pastor in the death chamber. The lethal injection of Willie B. Smith III was called off by Alabama after justices maintained an injunction issued by the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals saying he could not be executed without his pastor present in the chamber. Department of Corrections spokeswoman Samantha Rose said the execution would not proceed, giving the ruling. Willie Smith is sentenced to death, and his last wish is to have his pastor with him as he dies, Justice Elena Kagan wrote in an opinion joined by three other justices, including Amy Coney Barrett. Alabama has not carried its burden of showing that the exclusion of all the clergy members from the execution chamber is necessary to ensure prison security. So the state cannot now execute Smith without his pastor present. To ease what Smith calls the transition between the worlds of the living and the dead, Kagan wrote. Justice Brett Kavanaugh suggested in a dissent that states that want to avoid litigation in the issue should figure out a way to allow spiritual advisors into the execution room, as other states and the federal government have done. Justices Samuel Alito and Neil Gorsuch did not disclose how they voted, but both would have had to side with Kavanaugh. Chief Justice John Roberts and Clarence Thomas for the execution to proceed. Okay. Let's see. Well, we've got one small article, and then I'll pass it back, Bob. Man, it sounds like it's in good condition, knocking on wood. Planters brand sold to Hormel Foods. Hormel Foods, known for its meat brands like Spam and Applegate, said Thursday it is buying the Planters nut business from Kraft Heinz Company for $3.35 billion. Including in the deal are Planters brands like Nutrition, Cheese Balls, and Corn Nuts. The proposed transaction is expected to close first half of 2021. Kraft CEO Miguel Patricio said the company plans to reinvest its products or end products that have more growth opportunity, like Lunchables and P3 protein packs. Okay, back to you there, Bob. From KA8JLY on the Great Liberty Net from in N4ROQ, back to net.
All righty, Larry, you're making a great trip to Ohio, N4ROQ, KHOI. You're about 30 over 9, so you're doing great. So I just wanted, I don't remember which one of the gentlemen in the beginning, but he had mentioned about the Darwin Awards. If you're listening, it would be worth your time. I know it's we're devolving and not evolving, but bring up the Darwin Awards while we're talking and type in human popsicle, and then when I get back to you, you can comment, because you will really get a laugh out of that particular one. So I have to throw that out. Thank you, Larry. Let me jump down to Joe. Kilo 3, Oscar Mike Bravo. This is KAHJOY.
KAHJOY K3OMB. Good evening to everybody. And I think the biggest comment I could come out with is that our entire system is a little upside down, because originally all the people, the judge, the jury, the police, and all the citizens, and in particular legal and government, were supposed to follow the Ten Commandments and the rest of the Bible, which basically limits us from hurting each other. And we can think we're new lawyers and not much less than
Well, I guess everybody would be doing a head check, and I think that was what the quake was for, but I didn't believe it. Well, anyway, from Pennsylvania, that's not my comment. There hasn't been too much of them left over in the Amish community. But down in the city, they seem to have trouble where they're under the guidance of the guiders, I should say, Big Brother. Anyway, I don't want to get negative. Things are good, and I'm glad to be able to run the old Corsair here. We're running about 100 watts under a terminated die pit. So with that, I love America, and I noticed they never ever mention the rap sheets on any of these people that are causing trouble on television. So I guess I don't need to say much else, but God love all the good citizens, and for that, all 373, you can pass it back to you, Bob.
Alrighty, Joe, K3OMB, KHOI, and since you are in the state of Pennsylvania, I'll read this article that I said I have from officer.com, and it is sad. I hate when these kind of articles are put out. It's quick. The Pennsylvania flag will be flown at half staff at government properties in Clearfield and Jefferson counties in remembrance of Pennsylvania State Police Trooper who died in the line of duty this week, said Governor Tom Wolf. Trooper Monty Mitchell, 45, died Monday after suffering a medical condition while in the parking lot of Troop C in Dubois, Michigan. Station personnel called 911 and performed life-saving measures, but he was pronounced dead at the hospital about an hour later. So looking at them saying the medical emergency and about an hour later, unfortunately, I'm assuming the trooper had a heart attack. And at 45, you have a slim chance of surviving it, so that is sad. Quote, the sudden passing of Trooper Michael is felt by not only his loved ones, but also his fellow members of the Pennsylvania State Police and the community he has served, unquote. Quote, Francis and I offered our heartfelt condolences to Trooper Michael's family and join all Pennsylvanians in mourning his loss. Trooper Michael enlisted in the Pennsylvania State Police in November of 2007 before serving in Dubois. He has also been assigned to Troop G in Huntington and Troop C in Ridgeway. Our department today feels the heartache of the sudden loss of a colleague and a friend, Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner Robert Evanchek said Tuesday. We are Pennsylvanians to keep Trooper Michael and his loved ones in our thoughts during this difficult time. Again, that was from www.officer.com, and he died in the line of duty, and it most likely was a heart event, and it is truly a loss. I feel the loss to me because it's a fellow officer. So I have to say that, Joe, because you're a Pennsylvanian yourself. So next two people on my list, I have Clint in the state of Michigan. He is monitoring KC8EHR. Clint, thank you for joining us, and hopefully you'll get on the air soon. And I have another gentleman, and it looks like it's him and his wife. I'm trying to see, it says Jeff and Kathy with a K. Kilo Echo 8, Golf Uniform Charlie, West Virginia. Jeffrey and Kathy, thank you for riding along with us. Appreciate you supporting the LibertyNet, and hopefully you'll get on the air here shortly. With that being said, I'm at the bottom of my list, so I'll take in any additional check-ins for the Saturday Night LibertyNet. CQCQ. K-A-J-O-Y.
Kilo Echo 0, Victor Romeo Tango.
I have two of them in there. Let me do the loud one. Kilo Echo 0 and say the rest.
Victoria Radio Tango.
Alrighty. And the other station, could you give me your call phonetically too, please? Alrighty, I know it's a Victor Echo 2. I don't have the last part. DCY?
DCY, Victor Echo 2, DCY.
Alrighty, give me a moment to quick type these in, I'll be right with you. Kilo Echo Zero. Oh, I keep on putting it in wrong. I will pass it to you. Good evening, and thank you for stopping by the LibriNet.
Yeah, good evening, Bob. This is KE0VRT out of Joplin, Missouri. And don't have a whole lot to add tonight, but I do have some good news out of Missouri. Recently, the House had passed SB 39, which is the Senate bill now, and it's passed in the committee. It's about ready to pass. It forbids any Missouri officer or any state employee from infringing on the Second Amendment rights of Missouri citizens. However, we've got a county here in Missouri, which happens to be in my right here in my area, that passed this law about firearms, and here I'll read the article about it. We're in Southwest County in Missouri has a message for Joe Biden and his Democrat gun grabbers. Don't try that crap here. The Newton County Commission passed an ordinance February 3rd that both blocks the implementation of unconstitutional federal gun control laws, but also makes it a crime to try to enforce them. This is our recourse, Daniel Horowitz writes at The Blaze. He explains, what is our recourse when our government criminalizes our most basic rights while it allows Black Lives Matter and Antifa to rampage through our streets with impunity? Is there no plan B when the federal or state governments treat all conservatives like terrorists, business owners like pariahs, and those who yearn to breathe unmasked air like murderers? Well, one Missouri county is demonstrating the importance of sheriffs and county officials returning to self-government and interposing between the governmental usurpers and the most sacred rights of the people. On February 3rd, Newton County, Missouri Commission passed a bill that will not only block federal enforcement of unconstitutional gun policies, but criminalize their implementation thereof within the jurisdiction of the county. The Second Amendment Preservation Act of Newton County, Missouri declares that all federal acts, laws, orders, rules, and regulations passed by the federal government, and specifically any presidential administration, whether past, present, or future, which infringe on the people's right to keep and bear arms as guaranteed by the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution and Article 1, Section 23 of the Missouri Constitution, shall be invalid in the county. The Newton County Ordinance was signed by Commissioners Bill Ribault, Alan Cook, David Osborne on February 3rd and is effective immediately. The relevant section of the Missouri Constitution says that the right of every citizen to keep and bear arms, ammunition, and accessories typical to the normal function of such arms in defense of his home, person, family, and property, or when lawfully summoned in aid of the civil power, shall not be questioned. The rights guaranteed by this section shall be inalienable. Any restriction on these rights shall be subject to strict scrutiny, and the state of Missouri shall be obligated to uphold these rights and shall under no circumstances decline to protect against their infringement. Specifically, the ordinance targets federal policies that order the tracking or registering of firearms of ammunition, an idea that the Democrats have been floating recently. It also bars the enforcement of any effort to confiscate guns except from those who are suspected criminals, Horowitz notes. He also points out that the Newton County Ordinance is the latest stand taken by patriots around the country who have formed so-called Second Amendment sanctuaries along the lines of the Democrat-left sanctuary cities, enclaves where local and state officials have vowed not to allow federal enforcement of immigration laws. Horowitz further notes, specifically, Section 4A of the Newton County Ordinance grants the Sheriff's Department full authority to make any arrest of any and all federal agents that violate state laws and enforce regulations that violate the Second Amendment. Finally, the ordinance bars anyone who enforces or attempts to enforce any of the infringements identified in this ordinance from being hired as a law enforcement officer or to supervise law enforcement officers in the county. It is to be hoped that this will spawn a debate in the country over what citizens should do when higher levels of government violate the very essence of the social compact by wielding one executive power after another to confiscate the most foundational of natural rights, including self-defense, free speech, property rights, and the right to breathe free air unrestrained, which is absolutely natural rights that predated any government, he adds. Frankly, the debate is over. Democrats, as usual, have overplayed their hand, and authorities are now creating the backlash for what needs to happen. And that is the end of that article, and man, that is some really good news. And hopefully there'll be some other states and counties that will follow suit in this endeavor. Anyway, back to you, Bob. This is KE0VRT out of Joplin.
Wow, William, that is great. Again, we have a constitution, and it's a shame that the left want those weapons so bad, and they only want them because they're afraid of the patriots and the people that want to stand up for that constitution. So we have a First Amendment, we have the Second Amendment, and we have the Fourth Amendment, which are, they're all important, but those three, they seem to constantly want to step on, especially when it comes to the right. Over.
Roger, roger. Well, you know, they pretend to, you know, that they respect the Constitution, but they wipe their rear end with it. And maybe that's why they don't, you know, seem to want to acknowledge that there's a First Amendment and a Second Amendment, because maybe that's where the poop stain is. I don't know. But, you know, your guess is as good as mine.
Well, thank you for reading that. You have to educate me. For the most part, is Missouri a red state?
Missouri is a red state. With the exception of St. Louis and Kansas City area, the rest of the state is just as red as you can get.
Roger, roger. Thank you for bringing that to the table. That is a great piece of information. Appreciate it. So with that, I'm going to go to Canada. Victor Echo 2, Quebec, Charlie Yankee. Good evening, and what do you have for your first round? Over. Mr. Martin, Victor Echo 2, Quebec, Charlie Yankee. Nothing heard, so let me check again. This is KAHAOI for the Liberty Net. And do I have any late check-ins before I start over the list? I do not hear anyone. I'm going to reach out to Larry. Larry, did you hear anyone when I threw out that CQ?
No, I did hear someone back in there, but I'm not sure that I can copy him. I might have to put a relay there.
All right, let me try again. I've got the STR up. I'll click on it. CQ, CQ, I'm looking for late check-ins for the Liberty Net. We're struggling to hear you. Let's try again.
Don't hear him anymore.
All righty. Let me go up the top of the list. I'm going to say hi to Miss Laura and Mr. Martin. They are listening, so good evening to you both again. I've been watching some messages back and forth with Miss Laura, so it's always a pleasure to have you guys there. Get an antenna. That's my stern voice. With that being said, I'm going to go back to Mr. Carey. November 8th, Zulu Charlie, Mr. Carey, what do you have else for us? Over.
Well, I won't be able to look at broccoli again without thinking about this dumbass. Anyway, yeah, that's a pretty funny story. Yeah, it takes all types, don't it? Some of them even become Democrats. Oh, boy. I don't know. I have a message to pass along to you, Bob. Clint says thank you. He hopes he's on the air real soon, too, because he's missing it bad. Oh, anyway. So other than that, I really don't have much to add. It's just been a good net. Enjoy it as always. So, I guess I'll turn it back to you, and let's see who else comes up. Hopefully somebody's got a good story. But There's something I wanted to comment on. Now I forgot what it was. Oh, well. Thank you, Bob. Take care. This is N8ZC.
All righty, N8ZC. That story is actually mine. I did not send it in. The county of Medina, the deputy sent it in. But the investigation and the discovery of that driver was me personally. Over.
That makes the story all the better. Oh, now that's funny. I like that. So what did you do? Did you have to cut the guy's arm off to get him in the squad car, or did you just strap him to the roof?
Well, it's funny you would say that. So he climbs, he drops a block of cocaine down between the broccoli. And he crawls up on the broccoli, and he's trying to shinny down the wall. And he loses his grip, and he falls and hits himself on the head in the trailer, upside down. So his legs are apart like he's doing a cartwheel. His one arm is reached out, and his other arm is kind of folded. It's 10 degrees below zero in my town, and the back doors of the reefer are open. He freezes solid to the trailer. So the night shift does not see him. They just see the doors are open. The tractor has ran out of fuel. The reefers ran out of fuel. So they shut the doors, order a tow truck, tow the vehicle to a tow yard, fill the reefer up full of fuel, and start it back up again, and it's set to 0 degrees. Then the company is wondering, where's our driver? Because I call the company and ask him, hey, I got your truck, but I don't have a driver. I didn't know he was in there yet. They said, well, the driver's never called us, and we've been paging him. So needless to say, when we offloaded the truck, I found him. And again, he was like he was flying, and he's frozen solid, Kerry. So we have to take the cot out of an ambulance and put him in the ambulance like he's an airplane and leave the heat off so he does not thaw while we take him to the morgue. Over.
Oh, my goodness. I needed a good laugh. See, it was going to be entertaining tonight. Oh, my goodness. That is just, that's just too funny. Oh, well, at least he didn't have to take him to jail for cocaine. He took care of that for himself. Oh, my goodness, that is so funny. Thanks for sharing that. I needed to laugh.
It is a great story. I only got honorable mention that year for that incident, but it definitely, it's worth the read, a human popsicle. All righty, sir, thank you for the exchange. NHZC, KHOI. I'm going to go down to Mr. Mike. Kilo Echo 4, Kilo November Echo, in the great state of Kentucky, doing QRP. And I'm going to hand it off to you. Over.
Okay, Bob, and as a function of the net tonight, I just got a call from my nephew, which has been transferred to Kings Bay, Georgia. And he said he couldn't hear me, but he could hear the other people on the net tonight. He said, really appreciated what you guys do for coming up with these articles and stuff. He said, it means a lot. He's trying to turn more and more people onto this net. Well, anyway, I'll turn it back to you, and hopefully I'll be back next week, but maybe, maybe not. I'm going to have to go back out, I guess, over to Northport. So, see you for
Kenny. Thank you. All right, are you going to stick around a little bit longer, or are you saying goodbye for the night?
Well,
all righty. Well, thank you. Stay with us. We don't mind. I'm going to say KE4, KNE. Thank you for QRPing. Let me go to Mike again. I think that gentleman is just a listening, but I'm going to still shout him out. November 4, Zulu November. KHJOY, do you have anything to add? Over. Now, Nothing heard. Let me go to Lincoln, Nebraska. Whiskey Zero, Golf November Zulu. I missed you on round number two. Are you with us this time, Scott? Over. Okay, now it's down to Mr. Moe. Let's see, USN brought me here years ago. I've got someone that checked in on the instant messaging. I'll put him in and go to that, but I'm going to go to Mr. Moe, KD0RSA, Mr. Moe in Nebraska, K-A-H-A-O-Y.
Well, thank you, Bob, for getting me in. I would like to have that Joplin, Missouri. I would like to have the number of that bill or whatever it is. Over.
All righty. Well, let me run down to Joplin real quick. Mr. William in Joplin, what is the bill number that Mr. Moe could look that up?
Okay, this is KE0VRT. The state bill is SB39, SB39. Let me get back to you on the county one.
Thank you much.
All right, you did copy that, correct, Mr. Moe?
I got SB39.
Senate Bill 39, State of Missouri.
Yep, yep. Anyway, why, all the counties or states need to get that and at least look at it and adopt it, as far as I'm concerned. It would be marvelous to have something like that, because I believe the next 4 years, if it lasts that long, we're going to have more defugities or whatever you want to call it, and it'll probably even be disastrous for some people. Anyway, I could hear Larry tonight. You're coming in very good. And a couple of the other fellows, and the fellow out of Missouri, I could hear him. And so right now I don't have nothing else to add. So I'll just turn it back to you, Bob, and sit here and listen over.
All righty, Mr. Moe. Thank you for joining us. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice from Nebraska. So KD0RSA, K-A-H-J-O-Y. Let me go to Mr. Larry. Mo says you have a good signal, Larry. N4ROQ, K-A-H-J-O-Y.
Okay, well, thank you, Mo. I can hear you very well tonight here in Tennessee also. So I'm glad you can hear me. I'll see if I can get some articles out your way here. You know, last week I believe I read this about what Biden said about Trump not receiving intel briefings. I'd like to go over this article again that shows these liberal Democrats, these socialists, they hate Trump. They don't want him to have any information about what's going on in the world. This President Joe Biden said that former President Donald Trump should no longer receive classified intelligence briefings because of his erratic behavior. Now, his erratic behavior bought a lot of jobs in this country. The Keystone Pipeline got kept the Mexican and all these other aliens coming out, illegals from coming in. Had a great economy until this COVID-19 scare came in, and you don't know if this was really set up to beat him or not. It doesn't. China is against us. They own a lot of their farms, and they bought Smithfield, the company Smithfield here that has a lot of different farms, over 400 farms in the United States, plus all kinds of different other companies. And, you know, he's got a lot of erratic behavior that he doesn't like, you know, that he's got this. We were energy sufficient. We didn't have to buy oil from any of these other countries. I mean, he was really taking good care of this country and making us great again, but he had a lot of erratic behavior according to Joe Biden here.
There's no need for him to have the intelligence briefings, Biden said on CBS News with Nora O'Donnell. Well, they is giving him an intelligence briefing. What impact does he have at all other than the fact he might slip and say something? Former presidents are frequently given routine intelligence briefings and access to classified materials after they leave office. But some Democratic lawmakers have questioned whether Trump should continue to receive the report, arguing he could pose a national security risk. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said earlier in the week that the issue of granting Trump intelligence briefings was something that is under review. Press followed all on why Trump should no longer receive the briefings. Biden cited Trump's erratic behavior unrelated to the insurrection at the Capitol on January the 6th. It's okay for to throw the election into to add all these ballots and under this all these different machines and hack into them steal the election, but it's not okay to give Trump any intel briefings. Okay, here's an article I really like. It's I'll just read a little bit of it. It's this Dr. Jim Ferguson here in Tennessee. He writes an article called Health and Well-Being. And this is important, you know, we need to stand up for what we really believe in. This is Excommunication by Jim Ferguson, doctor. First they came for President Trump, and since I sometimes disagree with him, I did nothing. Then they came for Republicans, and since I was not a member of that party, I did not object. Then they came for conservative media, and I did not speak out. Then they came out for Trump supporters, and I remained silent. Then they came for me because there was no one else left to speak for me. And this was adapted from Martin and Nemo's poem, First They Came. So, of course, I'm sure people have heard that before, but that is really good to remember. Is that you've got to stand up for different, for people's rights and not let these liberal socialist Democrats take away all of our free speech and everything. We're never going to have any anymore. Here's an article regarding from a publisher named Huntley, first name Steve. He's got a good, some good thoughts here. I thought I'd read those. It's on it's called The Publisher's Position. It's in the KnoxFocus.com here in Knoxville, Tennessee. It says, is it any wonder why the country is so divided, so polarized? And what happened to healing and uniting our country? That seems to have disappeared in a bubble of purest, most poisonous, palpitating hatred I witnessed in my lifetime. The left is using the incident at the Capitol for all it's worth. Now let's just be honest and put everything into perspective. The same people crying insurrection are the very same people who told us the protests elsewhere were mostly peaceful, oftentimes while buildings burned in the background. Most people were killed in the mostly peaceful protests than during the insurrection. That is an indisputable fact. But you're not likely to be reminded of it anytime soon, as the trifecta is now complete. The Democratic Party, Big Tech, and the mainstream media all push the same narrative, and now they are doing their best to silence anyone who doesn't agree with them. For people who talk about Nazis as often as the leftists do, they seem not to recognize their own tendencies as totalitarians. The elimination of free speech is the first sign a free society won't be free for very long. If you have a brain in your head, every totalitarian government since the beginning of time until the present, controls the media. The media is usually state-run, and we have the closest thing to a state-run media that we've ever had in our country. The people at CNN, for instance, who don't report news, but rather push a narrative, irrespective of whether it is the truth or a bald-faced lie, lately it's pretty much a steady diet of bald-faced lies. The very same people who scoffed at the very notion of election fraud last November are the same people who have insisted the 2016 election was somehow stolen by the Russians from Hillary Clinton, CNN, and Rachel Maddow of MSNBC have carried around that dead horse for the last 4 years. Even after the multi-million dollar investigation by the once infallible Robert Mueller couldn't produce a single shred of evidence to support the contention Trump had won the 2016 election because of Russian interference. There was interference in the 2020 election by the Chinese, the Russians, and the Iranians, but do you hear anyone in the mainstream media talking or writing about it? Of course not. Every difference in the narrative. Or another difference in the narrative. The folks burning down businesses in Seattle, Minneapolis, and Portland were protesters, while those at the Capitol were rioters. The mainstream media has bullied, belittled, and demonized law enforcement officers for the last year, and suddenly they are filled with a profound concern for the officers at the Capitol. I'm against all rioting and will always call it rioting, whether it is on the right or left. I am for our law enforcement agencies and court system meting out justice to those who have broken the law equally. We've seen district attorneys across the country announce the laws that will not, and they will not prosecute. And so I thought that was a great article. He goes on and talks about local politics here in Knoxville. Here's about Twitter and Facebook have lost $51 billion in value since banning President Trump. Whether we like what someone else has to say, America has been the one place on the planet where someone had the right to say what they want, what they believe, that right is gone. Everything else worth having will be also. So, great article by this gentleman, and I thought this was, he put it in some really good words there. So, we'll stop it right there for right now, Bob. Everyone's sounding good here, enjoying the articles and the information there. So, back to you, K8JOY from N4ROQ.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you for what you brought to the table. Appreciate it. N4ROQ, K8JOY. Let me jump down to Joe. K3OMB, K8JOY. I'm handing it to you. Anything on the SDR, so I'll pass and I'll say hi to Clint. Let me click on the SDR and quiet it down. Let's see, Mr. Clint again, KC8EHU, thank you for listening. Appreciate it and look forward to you being on the air. And then I'll go to Mr. Jeffrey again, he's also listening, Kilo Echo 8 Golf Uniform Charlie, thank you for being with us. And that takes me to William and Joplin again. Kilo Echo Zero, Victor Romeo Tango. I'm handing it to you. Over.
Thank you, Bob. K-A-J-O-Y. This is K-E-0-V-R-T. And just wanted to bring back a little bit more information on that about that article I read earlier for KD0RSA. I think I got his call sign right. That bill number that I gave you earlier is the Missouri State bill that they were going through, but the other one, I cannot find a number to what that bill, particular bill, is. But you can Google Newton County. That's November, Echo, Whiskey, Tango, Oscar, November. Second Amendment Preservation Act. And if you look that up, it'll come up with something for you to read. And on this round, we're going to do something about Biden's drilling order. Just backfired again. 24 Senate Republicans are unloading a bill to stop Joe's mandate. President Joe Biden didn't hesitate to flex his newfound executive muscle right out of the gate. He signed a bunch of executive orders, mandates, memoranda, and other actions. All told, he has now tallied 40 executive actions in his short time in office. This has created a backlash from Republicans who worry that it's a sign of how Biden's administration will operate. But the GOP isn't about to let Biden overstep his authority. In fact, 24 Republicans just supported legislation that would put a halt to one of Biden's most controversial executive orders. Ever since it was signed, it has generated a windfall of criticism. It involves blocking energy and drilling permits on federal lands, and Biden is already facing potential lawsuits. Many claim he can't do this without congressional approval. And that's what those two dozen GOP members are saying. 24 Senate Republicans backs Senator Cynthia Lummis, Republican of Wyoming, legislation Thursday that would prevent President Joe Biden and his administration from blocking energy or mineral leasing permits on federal lands without explicit congressional approval. Lummis recently revealed the Protecting Our Wealth of Energy Resources Act of 2021. Basically, it states that the president can't block energy and mineral leasing on federal land without Congress's okay. The secretaries of Interior, Agriculture, and Energy departments can't either. Lummis believes Biden's order will destroy states rich in resources like Wyoming. And this is where the Power Act comes in. As she said in a statement, the Biden ban would be nothing short of catastrophic for Western states that are already reeling from the decline in energy usage brought on by the pandemic and continued volatility in the energy markets. It's a 1-2 punch that means disaster for energy jobs, families, and communities. Through the Power Act, Congress would reiterate that federal land should serve not only the whims of a radical progressive minority, but the needs of all Americans. Among those supporting the bill are Senators Marsha Blackburn, Republican of Tennessee, Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, John Cornyn, Republican of Texas, Ted Cruz, Republican of Texas, Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, and John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana. Even Mitt Romney of Utah is on board. But the support doesn't end there. And, of course, you realize I didn't say Republican of with Mitt Romney. Anyway, I'll continue on. The legislation will also get abuse from organizations like the Independent Petroleum Association of America, the American Petroleum Institute, and the American Energy Alliance. The Republicans believe Biden's radical environmental agenda will only hurt America in the long run. As Cruz said on Thursday, and I quote, "I'm proud to support this legislation that will fight back against Biden administration's radical environmental agenda and help our energy and industry thrive by supporting hundreds of thousands of blue-collar jobs, keeping household energy costs low for American families, and maintaining our energy independence," unquote. And Senator Steve Daines, Republican of Montana, stated simply, "We can't let this happen." The key takeaways of this are 24 Senate Republicans are fighting Biden's drilling plan. They claim the order should require congressional approval, and Senator Lummis's Power Act would stop the president from barring energy leases on federal land. GOP members like Senator Ted Cruz condemned Biden's radical environmental agenda. And that's all I have on this round. Back to you, Bob. KAJOY. This is KE0VRT in Joplin, Missouri for LibertyNet. Back to you.
Thank you very much, William. KE0VRT, KHOY. I wrote that down. Newton County Second Amendment Preservation Act. And Mr. Moe, I'm going to reach out to you before I go to the top of the list. I know you don't have the internet, so if you would like, I will print that out and mail it to you. Over.
I would greatly appreciate that very much. Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
All righty. I wanted to get that to you after William gave us that information. Let me see if the Canadian ham is there. Victor Echo 2, Quebec Charlie Yankee. Are you back with us, Martin?
Yes,
Nothing heard. Let me see if there's anybody new for the first time tonight that would like to check into the Great Liberty Net. This is KAHJOY.
Kilo Zulu Niner Sierra Echo Lima.
Kilo Zulu Niner, and say the other part.
Sierra Echo Lima.
KZ9SEL, good evening. Let me quick type in here. You're kind of a little strange to hear you. Scott in Tennessee. I'm to you, so I'll hand you the frequency. Good evening.
Yes, sir. I ran across your net, thought I'd stop in. You called for anybody new, and I thought I'd say hello. Hello, hello, hello.
All righty. Well, I'm going to hand it to you. Do you have something? I got to turn the SDR on. Do you have something you'd like to add to the net? Over.
Not really at the moment. New ham. Got to know what they're doing.
Alrighty, I'm really struggling to pull you out, Scott, so I'm listening to you both on my headset and the SDR. So thank you for joining us. I see you're up on NetLogger. If there's something you want to say to me, you can type it, because I'm really having a hard time hearing you. I don't have a good signal on you. So with that being said, I'm going to go back up to the top of the list. I'm going to say hi to Mr. Martin and Miss Laura, M2JTT and M2IRJ. And I'm going to pass it back to Mr. Carey. So, Mr. Carey, November 8th, Zulu Charlie, I'm back to you, KHJY.
Boy. Yeah, just sitting here riding along, taking a peek at the news. I just don't pick anything out here worthy of sharing, I think. I don't know. All it seems like it's all the same thing over and over and over, but I see Don Jr. supposedly got something going on, good news for the Megas, but as I started reading it, it was just simply talking about his dad's acquittal, so so I'll leave it at that. Well, otherwise, yeah, I guess I'll just unkey this and give it back to you, and just be riding along. So glad the band's holding up. Everybody sounds pretty good. Couple signals there. That last gentleman was a little rough for me, so I thought, well, maybe I'd try to help, but I wasn't doing much better on receiving them. So anywho, Bob, you have a good night. I'll be riding along till the end. N8ZC.
All righty, N8ZC, KHLY. Thank you, Mr. Carey. Before I go to the next one, I'm going to throw out a quick article since the bands are doing good. Biden declares national emergency if the border wall is over. This is from Western Journal, www.westernjournal.com. President Joe Biden on Wednesday reported the issuance of his proclamation to terminate the national emergency at the southern border. That's right, he's letting everybody in. Biden informed Congress in a letter on Wednesday of his decision to terminate Proclamation 9844, in which former President Donald Trump declared the national emergency at the southern border on February of 2019. Consistent with the Section 202A of the National Emergency Act 50, U.S.C. 1622, I hereby report that I have issued a proclamation that terminates the national emergency, first declared in Proclamation 9844 of February 15, 2019, declaring a national emergency concerning the southern border of the United States. He wrote in his letter to the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, and the President of the Senate, Vice President Kamala Harris. I have determined that the declaration of a national emergency at our southern border was unwarranted. I have also announced that it shall be the policy of my administration that no more American tax dollars be diverted to construct a border wall, and that I am directing a careful review of all resources appropriated or redirected at the end. That's Biden's quote. Biden's proclamation was a final step in the process of terminating the national emergency, the process that began the first day of his presidency. Quote, like every nation, the United States has the right and the duty to secure its borders and protect its people against threats. But building a massive wall that spans the entire southern border is not a serious policy solution, unquote. Then why is building a fence around the Capitol necessary? If you don't want people coming into the country, how can you stop them from coming into our Capitol? That is our house. That is the American house. I just had to say that. Alrighty, let me go back to Kentucky. Kilo Echo 4, Kilo November Echo, QRP, and it is your turn again, over. Well, unfortunately, all I hear is static. So, Larry, did you hear him this time, over?
Negative, negative.
All righty, thank you for being my second set of ears, because I listened on the SDR and didn't hear him there either, so. All righty, let me go back to Mr. Mo, KD0RSA, KAHJOY.
Well, thank you, Bob, but I don't have nothing else to add right now, so I'll just be sitting here listening. I am enjoying the net, and especially the what went on down in Missouri. That was very interesting. And so I'll just be sitting here listening. But we've got to somehow straighten out this election stuff no matter what. And also, I was at the drive-in bank about a week ago, and there was a young lady and a young fellow standing there. And I know they didn't know what they were doing or whatever. I think they had a welfare worker there with them. I had never seen this welfare worker. She was white as snow and had white hair. And she wasn't very old, doing some banking business for them. And then a couple of days later, they was walked into the truck stop. And they serve chicken back there in the back, and they got some chicken and left. So apparently they are from the South. Evidently, I don't think that they can talk American. She might be able to some, but I don't think he can. And so it is happening. KD0RSA, back to net over.
All righty. Thank you, Mo. And again, I will look this up and get this in the mail to you by tomorrow. So thank you for joining us tonight on the Liberty Net. With that being said, I'm going to run down to Mr. Larry again. I'm going to go four times tonight because we kind of have a small group. November 4, Romeo, Oscar, Quebec, KAHAOY at ya.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. First of all, I do check Coast to Coast AM. Very interesting. If you they've got a website on the web, and you can look at a lot of different interesting pictures, such as UFOs, Bigfoot pictures. You name it, they've got it on there. If it's of interest. And not long ago, I noticed there was a big article about Bigfoot being seen in California by a police officer. So you might want to look that up, Bob, and others. And he described him as being 7 foot plus, brown hair, and pretty big gentleman there. So you might want to look that encounter up, but I'm interested in anything with Bigfoot or UFOs. They're something that I try to keep my eyes on there. So, all right, here regarding Biden's wanting the U.S. attorney's resignations now to be sought. This is the Justice Department. This is USA Today. We'll ask U.S. attorneys who were appointed by former President Donald Trump to resign from their posts as the Biden administration moves to transition its own nominees. A senior U.S. or a Justice Department official said Monday that the U.S. attorney overseeing the federal tax probe involving Biden's son, Hunter Biden, will remain in place. The acting Attorney General Monty Wilkerson called U.S. Attorney David Weiss, who runs the federal prosecutor's office in Delaware, and asked him to remain on the job, the official said. The Justice Department has been investigating the finances of Hunter Biden, including scrutinizing some of his Chinese business dealings and other transactions. A tax investigation was launched in 2018, a year before the elder Biden announced his candidacy for president. Hunter Biden confirmed the existence of the investigation in December after a round of subpoenas was issued in the case. The Associated Press has reported that the subpoena seeking documents from Hunter Biden in December asked for information related to more than two dozen entities, including Ukraine gas company Burisma. Separately, U.S. Attorney John Durham, who was appointed in October by then Attorney General William Barr as a special counsel to investigate the origins of the Trump-Russian probe, will remain in that capacity, the senior Justice Department official said, was expected to resign from his other position as U.S. attorney in Connecticut. So the liberals are getting the liberal attorneys, and they're back in office. So it's not good news. Okay. Here's regarding. Had one here I was going to read real quick. There's another company that's working on a vaccine also, AstraZeneca, working to update vaccine by autumn. This comes from London, USA Today. AstraZeneca said Thursday it expects to have a new version of the COVID-19 vaccine ready for use by autumn as drug makers respond to concerns about emerging variants of the disease that be more transmissible or resistant to existing vaccines. The Anglo-Swedish company, which makes a vaccine developed by the University of Oxford, said it is working with university's scientists to adapt the shot to combat new variants. Researchers began this work months ago when the variants were first detected, said Neem Pangalos, head of biopharmaceutical research for AstraZeneca. We're moving fast and we've got a number of variant versions in the works that we'll be picking from as we move into the clinic, Pangalos said on a conference call with reporters. The comments came after CEO Pascal Soriot defended the company's efforts to develop and ramp up production of the shot amid criticism from the European Union in a preliminary study that raised concerns about the vaccine's ability to combat a variant of COVID-19 first discovered in South Africa. While rollout of the vaccine hasn't been perfect, regulators in a number of countries have found the vaccine to be safe and effective. And AstraZeneca will produce 100 million doses this month. Only a handful of vaccines has been authorized by widespread use out of hundreds that began developing a year ago, he noted. 100 million doses in February means 100 million vaccinations, which means hundreds of thousands of severe infections that are avoided. So thought I'd read that, although I did hear some bad news about the vaccines on Mr. Jones's their InfoWars. He says that there's a lot of people passing away, elderly, from these shots, these vaccine shots. They're not reporting it on the mainstream media. So if you guys want to check on InfoWars with Alex Jones, he'll have more information about the people that are passing away. Quite a few, by the way, and they're all over the place from the shots that's coming from these vaccines. They're shown to have a lot of aluminum particles in them that do go to the brain, and other particles in there which are nanotechnology involved. So you guys just don't take the shot if you I would say don't take it, but it's up to you if you want to put that stuff in your brain and in your system. Okay, moving on. Let's see if we can find something else. I believe I'll shoot it back to you, and I'll find some more articles here of interest. Bob, enjoying the net. The band has not been this cooperative in a while, and I'm glad that it has been tonight. So, thanks for running the net, and back to you, KA8JY from N4ROQ in Tennessee.
Thank you, Larry. N4ROQ, KHOI. Two questions. Or really, one question, one statement. I know there's a website. I reported on it about 2 weeks ago. Now I'm going to have to look it up again. But it's a voluntary website that lists the deaths from the vaccination. And I think the criteria is like within 2 days or something. But there's hundreds of people that are reported to have died from allegedly the vaccination. And my question is, what's the difference between Bigfoot and Sasquatch? Or are they the same person, the same item, just a different name? Over.
Same person or the same entity, but a different name. They both have a giant Bigfoot there, but I think they came out with a Bigfoot name because one of the researchers saw one of the footprints there and was doing a cast of it, and he said, man, that's a Bigfoot. So from then on, they called him Bigfoot, and of course Sasquatch is another name for him. But there's some good articles regarding, they've even sent the U.S. military special forces out after one Bigfoot, and they said it was around the Keystone Pipeline a few years back. So if you guys want to Google that and look up that, that was the best article I've ever seen about fighting the Bigfoot. This creature was super smart, fast as a breeze, killed a lot of our troops out there that were hunting at night. Great story. It was written by someone that wrote in named Sergeant X. So put Bigfoot and Special Forces in your Google, and you'll find in North Carolina they even looked, they killed a family of Bigfoot that were killing some individuals or some persons out there. So they're definitely out there, just not being reported that much on. So back to you, Bob, N4ROQ.
All righty, Larry, thank you for the update. I appreciate it. N4ROQ, KHOI. Next is Joe in Pennsylvania again, Kilo 3, Oscar Mike Bravo, K3OMB, KHOI. I don't hear anything on the SDR or on my antenna, so I will throw out a hello to Clint again, KC8. Echo Hotel Romeo, thank you for monitoring. And I'll throw out another one to Jeff, but I think Jeff and Kathy might have left, but I'm not sure. Kilo Echo 8, Golf Uniform Charlie. That takes me back to Mr. William in Missouri. KE0, Victor Romeo Tango, over.
Thanks, Bob. This is KE0VRT, and I've got a little bit more good news to tell everybody. Candace Owens tells America that she might jump in and run for president in 2024. And over the last 4 years, she had become an icon of young conservatives all over America. She has faced her fair share of opposition and slander by the left.
After a one-time endorsement from rapper Kanye West, the liberal media has made Candace one of their top enemies. Frequently, they try to deplatform her or silence her, but Candace, like many other young patriots, keeps fighting back. A while ago, she mulled entering politics in order to take on the swamp. Now it seems she is setting her sights very high. From Fox News, Candace Owens, the conservative writer and commentator who co-founded the Blexit movement, said she was mulling a presidential run on Twitter over the weekend. "I love America," the New York Times best-selling author tweeted Saturday, thinking about running for president. She's feuded with a number of public figures ranging from the rapper Cardi B to New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. With one tweet, Candace Owens gets Twitter on fire. She expressed her love for the country and the possibility for running for president. She would meet the age requirement for a presidential run by 2024. Candace, a strong supporter of urging young Americans, especially black Americans, to leave the Democratic Party, has a history of fighting the left fiercely. She, much like a certain former president, does not pull punches when answering back to the less unjustified and unprovable attacks and slanders. Owens has mustered the hate of notable celebrities, entertainers, and leftist politicians. Never has she appeared willing to back down. That's the kind of metal we needed to take down the corrupt D.C. system, and just the kind of attitude millions of patriots loved seeing in their leaders. But will she take the plunge and enter the 2024 race? Although years away, people have been speculating on the Republican lineup. Some have talked about Mike Pence throwing his hat in the ring. Well, he won't get my vote, that's for sure. Many wonder if Trump will return. He's made a few veiled suggestions that he might, but Candace Owens might just be the perfect frontrunner for the future of the party. So that's all I have on this one, and I definitely would hope that, you know, even if they keep Trump from running for office, you know, there's going to be other people in line that are right there along with the movement. So I don't think this movement's going to stop. The ball's rolling, and it's going to continue to roll. And that's all I have for this week. I'm glad to be back, and I'll certainly be coming back next week. And have a good one, everybody, on here on the Liberty Net 73. This is KE0VRT. Back to you, Bob.
All righty, William. Thank you for your content. Appreciate it. I'm going to run through one more time to do a 73 round. So I'm going to go down one more time to Mr. Scott. He's really tough to hear. But Kilo Zebra 9, Sierra Eka Lima, he sends me a message and said he didn't have much to say, but I'm going to release the mic and turn on the SDR and see if I can hear you. So, Mr. Scott, it's your turn.
For about a week. I am enjoying the net. I wouldn't call myself a Republican, but I would call myself a patriot. I'm not real happy with either side of that aisle right now. I want to see something happen. I'm just kind of skeptical that it's going to. I'd like to say that I appreciate y'all letting me say my piece, and I'll be listening in. Thank you very much. Kilo Zulu Niners, Sierra Echo Lima, 73, everybody.
Checking in.
Alrighty, roger, roger, Scott. You were a little tough to hear, but I pulled you out on the SDR. So, with that being said, I think I hear a familiar voice. Is that you, Mr. Frank?
Yeah, sure is. W2GI overslept. Yeah, I'm here, and I was on the phone most of this meeting with the young lady that I went down to Washington with, and she's traveling in Arizona right now, and in our car, and we've been talking for the last hour and a half, so I haven't been able to listen, but she's in the dead spot now, so I turned the radio on, and I hear everybody's still on here talking, so I check in and listen for a little bit. I don't have anything I could add at this point, but I'm doing a lot of homework, let's put it that way. Back to you, Bob, WTGIO, and hello, everybody.
Alrighty, Frank. Well, thank you for jumping in. I'm doing four rounds tonight because we kind of have a small list. We have a lot of listeners, but we're low on talkers. So I will go to the top of the list, and you'll be my final person, and I'm sure you'll have good news for us. Over.
Just tell me when.
Alrighty, I will do that. Do I have anybody else a late check-in before I start over?
I heard one right back in there.
The Mike Bravo, Nancy 3, say it again for me.
Nancy 3, Mike, Oscar Bravo. Nancy 3, Mike, Oscar Bravo. Thank you, Robbie.
All right, that looks like Richard in the state of Maryland. I'm to you, so I'm going to pass the frequency on, and you can tell me what's on your mind. Over.
Okay, I was just asking you guys, you're a breath of fresh air. You know I live in Maryland, so you know why I say that. You're a real breath of fresh air, and I don't have any good experience, but an executive order to bring back the measure and I had a health concern. And the Supreme Court had already looked at that subject. And I wondered what he was doing. And I'm just not gonna say any more than that. Except to say I really enjoyed listening to you guys tonight. Thank you, Andrew.
All righty, well thank you for joining us. I'm going to go to the top of the list, and I will be all the way to the bottom until I get to you. So, with that being said, I'm going to go to the top of the list. I am going to throw out a quick article. It is from, and you're not going to believe this, but it's www.tacticalshit.com. I'm serious. I'm not making that up. It's a quick article about the good old Kamala, and it says, anyone can be brought down, and it doesn't have to be for things that they did while they were in office. If you have done something before you were sworn in, you need to be held accountable for these things. Many on the right believe it is time for the left to get a taste of its own medicine. Calls to impeach Kamala Harris have been increased on the right after new information has come out regarding her disastrous decisions during the riots. For too long, conservatives have played by the rules, while the left does whatever they want. Many are now calling for Republican elected officials to adopt the tactics of the left and impeach Joe Biden and Kamala Harris for their crimes. After all, while President Trump was being impeached twice with literally zero evidence, there is plenty of evidence against Biden and Harris. The article goes on, the calls to impeach Harris come soon after the announcement of Joe Biden's pending impeachment in the House, as newly elected Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene was revealed that she plans to file articles of impeachment. Quote, I would like to announce on behalf of the American people, we have to make sure that our leaders are held accountable. We cannot have a president of the United States that is willing to abuse the power of the office of the presidency and be easily bought off by foreign governments, foreign Chinese energy companies, Ukraine energy companies. So on the 21st, I will be filing articles of impeachment against Joe Biden. How is that going to work? You are a freshman. You're in the minority, and what happens next is symbolic. Or can you really do something about it? Kelly asked. So, I don't know if she actually did anything, but again, that article was saying that they want to hold, especially Kamala Harris, responsible for what she didn't do while she was still the senator out in California. Amazing. Our world is in trouble. Let me go up there to say hi to Miss Laura and to JTT and N2IRJ, KHOY at you. And it's a pleasure to see you listening along and to type back and forth. With that being said, we're in the 73 round. Next on my list is Mr. Carey, November 8th, Zulu Charlie. Over.
Well, good night. I just come across an article. I've seen it a couple times here that I guess I'll share. I think it's kind of funny. I believe they're called Fenix ammunition in Novi, Michigan is demanding customers check a box stating they did not vote for Joe Biden in order to purchase their ammo. I think it's kind of funny as they talk about some of the questions from customers who don't want to check the box. And first question is, are you serious? He says, yes, we're serious. Joe Biden ran on a campaign built on the most radical gun control platform a major party candidate has ever had, including the ban of online sales of ammunition, essentially a plan to bankrupt our company, or our country, excuse me. No, that's country, company, never mind. I'm losing it. Can't read. So anyways, that's kind of funny. You might want to go find that on InfoWars. There's a whole bunch of questions that are asked that are pretty good, so. Oh, but anyway, gentleman who checked in there said he was a general for about a week. Congratulations. Check back into the LibertyNet because I think you'll find it informative and right up your alley, because I agree with the fact that I'm frustrated with both sides, and it's time for change, time for something to happen. I have a glimmer of hope. A couple of friends are helping me to hang on to that little bit of glimmer of hope, including my friends here. And all I can do is say, God help us, because Biden is a flippin' idiot, along with all the other little puppet masters. So with that said, I'm going to give it back to you, Bob. 7-3s, everybody, and have a good night. And this is NHZC. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Kerry. Thank you for joining us tonight and bringing things to the table. Appreciate it and like hearing your voice. So N8ZC, KJY. Let's see if Mr. Mike, Kilo Echo 4, Kilo November Echo, in Jacksonville, or in Kentucky. Are you still with us? Over. Nothing heard? So that takes me back to Mr. Moe, KD0RSA. Mr. Moe, the 73 round, what are your final thoughts?
KD0RSA, Moe up here in Nebraska. Well, I was just sitting here wondering, you know, when I got drafted, I took an oath to defend the Constitution and what have you, and I'm wondering if the people... fellas that join the service today, do they take that same oath? Can you answer that, Bob? KD0RSA, over.
To my knowledge, 10 years ago, my son took the oath as a U.S. Marine, and I do remember him protecting enemies against foreign and domestic. One of my coworkers, his son went in the U.S. Army, and they also, he told me, they take an oath of office. So I'm assuming it is still with us. I do wonder if these soldiers are shaking their head at what's going on and the way they're being treated, especially our National Guard troops. But they still take an oath of being committed to the United States of America. Over.
Well, thank you very much. Let's hope that they got them on straight, their heads. KD0RSA, over.
Roger, roger. Thank you, Mo. It's a pleasure to hear you. I'll probably hear you tomorrow night down the band. So I'm going to be back to Mr. Leary for your final thoughts and for ROQ, KAHJOY.
Okay, thank you. Bob, always good to hear you, and you have a lot of good good attitude, and always enjoy everything that you do for Lynette. That's for sure. You work real hard. I went over this article a few weeks ago. We got a lot of different people in here tonight on the net, so I thought I'd read this. This is from a
John J. Duncan Jr., he was the representative. And he decided not to run again after many, many years. But he wrote an article here in a Knoxville paper called the Knoxville Focus. And it's got a lot of good information in there. So I think I'll go over that again. He says, I hope Joe Biden does a good job. That Joe Biden will be sworn in as president. I hope for the sake of the country he does a good job. And you can always already see he's turning everything around that Trump has done, from the EPA to the military to the illegal aliens to stopping the Keystone Pipeline to drilling for oil and gas, turning everything into electric power and windmills, doing away with being energy efficient and sufficient and all too. So anyway, this is a good article. It says, as I say in my last column, he has been very nice to me every time. He has been very nice to me every time I have been around him. But I really thought he was not the best man for the job. He's talking about Joe Biden. Even husbands and wives and best friends disagree sometimes, and I did not agree with President Trump on everything, but on the big things, he was a very good president. It was just his personality that got him into so much trouble. I didn't vote for Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, or Joe Biden, but I never had even the slightest bit of hatred for any of them. However, with the effort to impeach President Trump, with just a few days left on his term, many of the Democrats in the Congress showed that they were obsessed with hatred for the president. I watched very little of the impeachment proceedings in the House, but all the Democrats I saw seemed to be emphasizing how fair and honest they thought the election was, trying to convince the country. However, one of the polls after the election showed that 77% of Republicans, 49% of independents, and even 28% of Democrats thought there was significant fraud in the election. Another poll found 83% of the Republicans thought the election was stolen. An election law specific who testified in the U.S. Senate hearing said that his team found 42,000 in Nevada who had voted twice, over 1,500 dead people who were recorded as voted, and 80,000 who voted with non-existent addresses. John Lott, senior advisor to the Justice Department, published a study on December the 29th, concluding that 368,000 excess votes tipped the election to Biden. In Pennsylvania, legislators found over 200,000 more votes were recorded than the number of people who actually voted. So here's 200,000 in Pennsylvania over the amount that actually voted in that state. And this bar, the gentleman there that Trump had put in, said there was not any election. He couldn't see any election fraud. Attorney General William Barr. So, I mean, these people have been compromised. They had to be. And it says Mr. Biden's lawyers fought tooth and nail to prevent detailed examinations of the Dominion voting machines. Why? In only one place, a small country in Michigan, did a judge allow such an analysis. In that one country, it was found that over 6,000 votes for Biden actually were votes for Trump. Bart Malconius, a career Foreign Service officer and official election observer of more than 30 elections from Yemen in 1992 to Tunisia in 2019, found their presidential election totally dishonest in Atlanta, Philadelphia, Detroit, and Milwaukee. He wrote, in every other big city in America, Biden underperformed Obama and Hillary Clinton, but in those four, he scored 10 more points, more than either of them. How? Each showed an enormous and statistically impossible spike in votes for Biden, recorded during the hours with no observers present in Detroit and Philadelphia. With the midnight vote, deliveries came in trucks or vans. Like in Georgia, they will pull from under the table. The newest issue of Smithsonian Magazine is a story of Joseph Rainey, a Republican in 1870, became the first African American elected to Congress. He was defeated in 1878 in a heavily Republican district. About how they stole the presidential election of 2020. A lot of stuff on InfoWars shows this Powell lady that was the, and Giuliani have a lot of information on this Dominion voting machines and software, how they were hacked in by Iran and possibly China, different countries. All kinds of votes went in there. Trump won really big. It was all taken away from him. And they keep saying conspiracy theorists. You're a conspiracy theorist. Well, it is really the truth, but they don't want to hear it. Here's one other article here regarding Tesla and Bitcoin. Tesla invests $1.5 billion in Bitcoin, plans to accept it. From Silver Spring, Maryland, USA Today, Tesla has invested around $1.5 billion in Bitcoin and said it plans to begin accepting the digital currency as payment for its high-end vehicles. The price of Bitcoin soared 15% to above $43,000 Monday. The California-based electric car maker headed by Elon Musk revealed a new strategy in a filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, saying its investment in digital currency and other alternative reserve assets may grow. In the fourth quarter earnings report last month, Tesla said it had cash and cash equivalents of $19.4 billion. Dan Ives of Wedbush Securities said the move gives Tesla more flexibility to further diversify and maximize returns on its cash. Similar to Tesla, Virginia-based MicroStrategy Incorporated announced in August that it would use some of its excess cash on its balance sheet to invest in alternative assets, such as Bitcoin. The move has paid off so far. As of February the 2nd, the business and analytics company said it has held 71,079 Bitcoins that it purchased for an aggregate price of $1.15 billion since last summer. Using the current value of $43,000, those Bitcoins are worth $3.06 billion. Palo Alto-based Tesla reported its first annual net profit in 2020, and its stock soared to make it the world's most valuable automaker. Tesla joined the S&P 500 late last year and is currently valued at more than $820 billion. It has been a wild ride for Bitcoin since it made its Wall Street debut in December of 2017. Major futures exchanges rolled out Bitcoin futures, pushing it roughly $19,300, a then unheard of price for the currency. It evaporated quickly in 2018, and by December of that year, Bitcoin was worth less than $4,000 a coin. Most recently, Bitcoin rallied from the low $11,000 in October and crossed $40,000 for the first time in its history. While in the last 2 years, companies have embraced the technology that underlies digital currencies like Bitcoin, it's still largely used by those distrustful of the banking system. So the government is pushing no money. They want it all to be on paper and on their credit cards and whatever. They want a cashless society, so people, they want to know what you're buying and selling. So just remember that. Try to stay away from this cashless society. They want to be able to cut your money off at any time, and you won't have anything at all if you don't have any way to pay it for it besides, over the credit card. So
We'll stop it right there. Thanks again, Bob.
Doing a great job. KA8JLY from N4ROK.
Thank you, Larry. And I do not agree with cashless society. That is a dangerous thing that definitely needs them to have their fingers in your world. So, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. I'm going to jump down to Joplin, Missouri again. Kilo Echo Zero, Victor Romeo Tango, the 73 round. What are your final thoughts, William? Well, I don't have any, so let me go to Scott. Let me see how well I can hear him. In Tennessee, Kilo Zebra 9, Sierra Echo Lima. I feel you're still checked in, so let me go to the SDR and hand you the frequency. Over.
Well, folks, just like I said, I enjoyed the net. I will definitely be back. Maybe next time I'll have something more to say. 73 is everybody. KZ9 SDR.
Alrighty, Scott, I heard you on the SDR in the state of Massachusetts. 73, thank you for joining us. I appreciate you being here. I'm going to go to the second to the last participant. November 3, Mike Oscar Bravo. Mr. Richard, KHAOI, what are your final thoughts?
Okay, this is Zen3MOB. My final thoughts are I really enjoyed the net. I'll be back to listen to it. And I'll remind you that China has already achieved that. They have a moneyless society, only credit. Everybody's money can be tracked completely. They've achieved their utopia. And I say that jokingly. And everybody have a good...
That is a scary thought. That truly is a scary thought that people rely that much on digital currency. They definitely will be sorry, I think. So thank you, Richard. Appreciate it. And as I said, my last participant is going to be Mr. Frank. Whiskey 2, Golf Ida Oscar. Mr. Frank, your final thoughts, and I know you have good news for us.
Yeah, W2GIO in good old Fishkill, New York. Nothing bad about killing because that's a Dutch name meaning stream. There's a fish in the stream over here, by the way. Anyhow, it's very interesting because my friend that I'm talking to on the phone, my Patriot young lady friend, she's making a gas stop. She's going to be on the road for another 4 hours, and she's taking the dog out and making a pit stop and getting gas. So it's just convenient that you turn it over to me, and I'm getting a lot of good news by chit-chatting with Tracy, and that's always a big deal for me. She's involved in PTSD counseling. She's involved in a program called NORM, and they specialize in PTSD stuff. And she started her own business, and she's working from home, and that's a good thing. And she's very involved politically also out in Arizona. So she told me a long time ago she's going to run for president in 2028, so we'll see. Anyhow, yes, so it's good news. There's good news, and the good news is that God loves us, and that is great news. Back to you, Bob, WTGIO.
Thank you, Frank. I have to say I enjoy that you closed with that. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. So with that being said, I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. A total of 17 participants. Some didn't stay very long, but definitely a good net. Thank you. I'm sorry we missed a few regulars like Mr. Bill and Mr. Jesse, but Mr. Ritchie. But everybody that was with us, thank you. So as I close the window on this night's Liberty Net, I want to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night, wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are possibly listening. and 73 to tonight's Liberty Netters such as Mr. Victor, W1WCR, Mr. Marty, N2IRJ, and Miss Laura, N2JTTF. And I got to quick get my little tablet here. I want to throw out to Mr. Ted. Kilo, Bravo 8, Papa Romeo Kilo. He's a personal friend. We have lunch together on Saturdays, and he records this Liberty Net, so it's always a pleasure. And today, he let me listen to a piece of Liberty Net from 2013 where Mr. Victor was talking, so that was pretty cool. So with that being said, may God bless this great country. May God bless America. May God bless our soldiers and our first responders. And may God bless all of you. This is KAHJOY. I'll be clear.